Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to begin the fifth and final parak of Maseches Beitza, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Aleph, and Beis. So the Mishnah is going to discuss the Isser of doing a Tircha Shelo Letzarech on Shabbos and Yom Tov, to just be involved in excessive Tircha for something that's not going to provide immediate Shabbos or Yom Tov benefit. So Mishilim Peros Derech Aruba B'Yom Tov. You could throw your fruit, your produce, that happens to be on the roof, through a skylight into your house on Yom Tov, because if it's going to rain, it will get ruined when it stays out on the roof. So that does take some amount of effort, but you're allowed to do that in order to prevent the payrolls from getting ruined by the rain. So even though it's going to be a lot of it, but since you have gravity working on your side a little bit when you're dropping the payrolls in, so it's going to be mutter. It's not going to be considered excessive tircha. The Bartanur points out, if you were to throw it through a window in the wall, which means you have to lift it up and chuck it in, where it's not going to be pure gravity working in your direction, that's going to be usher to do on Yom Tov. So Mashilim Peres Derech Aruba B'Yom Tov Avlo B'Shabbos. But even going through a skylight is going to be usher to do on Shabbos, because we're even more machmir about Tircha Shelo Letzorech when it comes to Shabbos than we are when it comes to Yom Tov. So Umechasim Peres Bekelim Mipnei Adelev. You're allowed to cover whatever peros you have with cloth to protect it from rainwater dripping from a roof. V'chein Kadei Yayin V'Kadei Shemen. And you're also allowed to cover pitchers of wine and pitchers of oil to protect them from rainwater that will drip on them. V'nosen kli tachas hadelef, and you're allowed to put a kli under dripping water to catch the water so that it's not going to damage the house. B'Shabbos, and you're allowed to do all these things even on Shabbos, because there's very little effort that's involved in just throwing a cloth over some of the items to protect them, or putting a kli underneath a leak in order to catch the water and protect the floor. So such minimal effort you're allowed to expend even on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Beis is going to talk about three different categories of things that are Asr Midrabanan on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kol Shechayev Nalav Mishum Shavus. Anything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos because it's a Shavus, it's a regular Isr Midrabanan, or Mishum Rishus. Anything that's just an optional mitzvah that might be a violation of an Isr Midrabanan. Meaning optional mitzvah is something that's a situational mitzvah, meaning but even when it's when it's chiyuv, the Chacham said not to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as we're going to soon see, or Mishum Mitzvah, something that's not a conditional mitzvah, but also is subject to some sort of Isser Midrabanan, meaning it's a kind of thing that is always a mitzvah, but nevertheless, the Rabbanan Asr doing it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So B'Shabbos, since you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, Chayev and Alav B'Yom Tov, you're Chayev to stay away from it on Yom Tov as well. So the way to read this line of the Mishnah is Kol Shechayev and Alav Mishum Shavus, Mishum Rishus, Mishum Mitzvah. Anything that you'd be chayiv for, you'd be obligated to refrain from violating. An Isser Drabanan, you'd have to refrain from violating. Whether it's just a straight, regular Isser Drabanan that has nothing to do with a mitzvah, whether it's an Isser Drabanan that involves a Kiyum HaMitzvah, or whether it's an Isser Drabanan that would have normally involved a Mitzvah Chiyuvis, in either way, in any of those three cases, you're not allowed to do them on Shabbos, and maybe you're not allowed to do them on Yom Tov either. So now we're going to go through category by category. So Ve'elu Hen Mishum Shavus, the first category, things that are just plain Isur Midrabanan, Lo Olim Be'ilan, you're not allowed to climb a tree because we're afraid you're going to break off a branch or pull off a fruit, Ve'lo Rochven Agabe Behema, you're not allowed to ride an animal because you might break a branch to use it to encourage the animal to hit the animal with it, to encourage the animal to go faster, Ve'lo Shatan Al Pnei Amayim, you're not allowed to swim in the water because you might build a raft, Ve'lo Metapchen, Ve'lo Mesap, you're not allowed to clap or clap your hands against your thighs to make a sound, or dance, because those things are things that you normally would play music while you were doing. So that might, as a gezer shami yisakin, kleshir, you might come to fix a musical instrument. So that's the first category. Things that aren't mitzvahs at all, it's just purely an isur drabanan. Ve'eluhin mishum rishus. The second category are things that we call rishus, things that were that involve some sort of mitzvah situation. additional mitzvah, but nevertheless is nisr midrabanan. So lo danin, v'lo mekatchin, v'lo cholzin, v'lo miyavmin. You're not allowed to judge a din Torah. You're not allowed to do a kiddushin. You're not allowed to do a chalitza. You're not allowed to do a yibum. In certain situations, those things are mitzvos, but you're not allowed to do them on Shabbos and Yom Tov because we're afraid gezeirah shemi yichtov that you might come to writing things down. Then we have the third category, v'eluhin mishum mitzvah. The following things are always a mitzvah, and nevertheless they're asur to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Lo makdishin, v'lo marichin, v'lo machrimin. You're not allowed to make something hegdish. You're not allowed to make something make a promise of an erech to the Beis Hamikdash, which is a promise of a certain amount of money based on the age and gender of a person that you're associating the promise with, the neder with, and you're not allowed to make something a chayrim, which is another way of dedicating something to the Beis Hamikdash. So the reason those things are aser is because you're taking something that you own and making it something that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, or in the case of a chayrim, making it something that belongs to the Kohanim. So that's gzerim mishum mekach umemkar, and you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'lo magbi in truma umaisu, you're not allowed to be mafrish trumas umaisu from food, because that makes the food go from being something you're not allowed to eat to something you are allowed to eat, and that looks like tikkun mana. So even though these things are mitzvahs to do, you're not allowed to do them on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So kol elu b'yom tov amru, kal v'chom b'shabbos. If you're not even allowed to do these things on Yom Tov, you're for sure not allowed to do these things on Shabbos. Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos alochel nefesh b'vad. The only real difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is as far as melachos that are done for the sake of preparing a meal, for the sake of preparing food, that you're allowed to do melacha like bishul and havara for the sake of preparing food on Yom Tov, but not for Shabbos. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we learned that you're allowed to lower peros through a skylight from your roof to protect it from an oncoming storm on Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. It's too much tircha for Shabbos. But when you just want to throw some cloth over peros because of a leak to protect the peros from a leak, or you want to throw cloth over jugs of wine or oil, or you want to put a kli under a leak to protect your floor, those things involve so little tircha that you're even allowed to do them on Shabbos. And then Mishnah Beis taught us three categories of things that are asur midrabanan and that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov, even though, and the first category involves things that don't have any mitzvah element to them, like climbing a tree or riding on an animal or swimming or clapping and dancing. The second category are things that involve a situational mitzvah, like judging a court case, being Mekadesh Nisha, doing Chalitza, doing Yibum. And the third category are things that are always a mitzvah, like giving something to the Beis HaMikdash, or Cherim LeKohanim, or being Mafresh Trumas HaMaisos. So you're not allowed to do those things on Yom Tov and Kal V'Chomer. You're not allowed to do those things on Shabbos. And the Mishnah concluded with the basic klal that the only difference really between Melechas Shabbos and Melechas Yom Tov is that which is Ochel Nefesh, that you're allowed to do Ochel Nefesh from Melechas Yom Tov, but not from Melechas Shabbos. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Gimel.